Wintery Wonderland.
Just ask Dave. Dave is rerouting himself through Provo Canyon at the moment, I believe.
It's actually probably a smart idea because Provo Canyon's pretty dry, surprisingly enough, from Heber down through Provo Canyon. Road conditions are in pretty decent shape. So if you need to make your way out of the canyons, Provo Canyon may be a good option for you because we actually have some drier road conditions as you make your way into Utah County.
Thanks, Lee. It is a good day to stay home wrapped up in your minky. It's Cosmopolitan Day. So just stay home, wrap up in your minky couture.
Drink your Cosmo.
And drink your Cosmo. And wait for the weather to go away.
I wish I could have done that this morning.
Doesn't that sound good?
I had my little minky blanket on my bed last night.
I know. I had the fire on yesterday. They have a new, I think Minky Couture has a new blanket out. That's kind of like an outdoor blanket. It has some kind of special.
Yeah. You can actually put it. It's like their stadium blanket.
Yes. So I got some of those for Mother's Day gifts. So I'm excited.
Awesome.
They're supposed to come today. So I'm pretty excited about it. And I hope my recipients love their Minky Couture blanket.
Oh, you know they will.
Yeah.
Because I have like several.
So do I.
It's kind of sad.
And I'm like, oh, they have a new one.
I had to buy a blanket ladder so I could put
mine are stacked in a chair in the bedroom. The stack just keeps getting higher and higher.
Oh, I just love them, though.
Me too. Today, we more of the same. We have rain off and on. But about noon, it just turns to cloudy. It's high of only 49 degrees today. Welcome to May 7th.
Crazy.
Hopefully better by the weekend. Maybe going to try and barbecue this weekend, but who knows? We may be building a snowman.
Well, I hope not. Now, I heard it will warm up for the weekend, but let's just...
Right?
Who knows? That is the case.
Who knows? I mean, yesterday I had complete, I'm sure a lot of people did, white out on the lawn. It looked like November, December out there.
That's nuts.
But hopefully we're in store for some better weather this weekend and not too bad today, just a little chilly and cloudy later on. David is en route, so we will hook up with him as soon as possible. I'm sure he's doing his best to get here. Don't forget, we have the Instant Cash Song of the Day. It's $1,000 a day going out the door here from Z104, coming up at 7 o'clock. If Dave's here, he'll help us tell you what the song is. If not, we'll tell you what the song is, and it'll play in the 7, 10, 1, and 4 p.m. hours. Caller Z wins $250. It's $1,000 a day. Win as many times as you can. Also, we have Brooks and Dunn ticket tag coming up in the 9 a.m. hour. You can enter online to win a getaway to see Keith Urban's High in Vegas at the Fontainebleau, a brand new beautiful hotel down there and over there in Las Vegas. And we have Coasters and Country, 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. hours. You win 2 Lagoon passports. You qualify to win a 4-pack of tickets for Jason Aldean and a meet and greet Zoom with Jason. So lots going on here today. And hopefully David is here soon. We'll be right back. That is Morgan Wallen, Utah's number one country station. Shh, women are talking.
That's
this
right.
This is our chance to take over the radio station. We have no testosterone at all in the building this morning, and it is a lovely feeling. David on his way down through Provo Canyon due to a bunch of snow up on I-80 coming down Parley's.
He's too chicken to drive through the snow.
Right? He's probably in the Titan. He's probably in the Titan and just struggling to get to work.
Poor dude.
Yeah.
Take a deep breath. Don't panic because I know how that feels. You're just like,
yeah,
no, when you're late, you just feel like crap. Yeah. You're just like, I'm trying to get there.
Just listen. Just chill. We have the mics. We're good. Hey, it's National Teacher Day. Do you have a teacher that stood out to you?
Yes. Her name was Miss Wankier. It's too bad that Dave's not here, because I know he'd make a comment about that name.
I mean, I could do it for him if you want. What grade?
She was junior.
Okay.
Junior year of high school and English.
Okay. I had Mrs. Jost in fifth grade. This was after I recovered from my fourth grade trauma of having to get glasses.
Oh.
And I got teased fourth grade. And then fifth grade, all the teasing was over with. And I cut all my hair off and was just a new woman in fifth grade. And Mrs. Jost was just amazing. And then in high school, for 2 years, I had Mrs. Beatty for humanities, which is basically English, history, music.
Kind of everything kind of rolled into.
Rolled up into one. And she was unbelievable. She was so good. We learned everything from Chinese history to Egyptian history to symphony to sculpture to art. We even had to memorize some Bible stuff. We got 300 points if we, what's that? Tinkling brass and cymbal. Is it Corinthian? I don't know what it is. Anyway, we had to memorize that whole scripture, that whole passage for 300 points. And
wow.
She was amazing. And she just left a lasting impression. And then.
That's how Mrs. Wankier was.
Yeah.
She loved her.
Just amazing. Teachers are amazing. Lots of places showing their appreciation for teachers this week. Buffalo Wild Wings, from now till Sunday, teachers and school staff get 20% off their orders with valid IDs. So listen, if you're a woman like me and you love the wings, go grab
That's
them
the
at
place
a
to go.
20% discount. Delicious. Firehouse Subs, they have specials this week through their Firehouse Rewards loyalty program and app. Golden Corral. Teachers with ID get 20% off one adult buffet purchase until Friday at participating locations. I'm trying to see what else we have here. Raising Cane's is giving 10 teachers an all expenses paid summer vacation.
Wow.
If you're a teacher, you can enter at RaisingCane'sTASweepstakes.com from now through Friday. Winners get 2 round trip tickets to any U.S. destination, 2-night hotel stay, and a $200 gift card. So take advantage of that. Sonic, educators enrolled in the Sonic Teacher Circle take advantage of several deals from now until May 20th. Also, now till May 20th, Sonic is donating a portion of every drink, slush, and shake sold to its Limeades for Learning program, which supports local public schools. Stitch Fix, do you do the Stitch Fix thing?
You know what? I've never tried it.
I have been doing it for a long time.
Oh, really?
It's good and bad because you buy stuff you don't need, and when your closet's already bursting, I need to adopt the thing where if you keep something or buy something,
something
has to go.
That's how I have to do shoes.
And I just had to install a new shoe rack yesterday in my closet because I have so many shoes. So I like doubled my shoe space yesterday. It is lovely.
Oh.
So I went home and did that yesterday. So I'm feeling pretty good, but I still have a lot of shoes.
My closet is just jam packed full.
So is mine.
I already took a whole bag of clothes into DI.
Yeah, I did that
on
2
Saturday,
weeks ago, and it didn't even make a difference.
I know. I'm just like, wait a minute.
2 gigantic bags, and you can't even tell that I did anything. And I wear the same thing every day, so I don't know why I keep all that stuff. Stitch Fix. Online personal styling service giving educators a $50 credit to refresh their wardrobe between now and May 12th. Go to stitchfix.com/teachers. I'm trying to think. I think that's it for what we have here. We don't really have a Postinos or Insomnia Cookies. So that's pretty much it for teachers. But teachers, you guys rock. Just amazing. And we love our teachers. I know we have a lot of teachers. Well, we have 2 teachers out of our 3 listeners that listen to us. But we love you guys, and thanks for listening. All right, thanks, Lee. It is going to be chilly today, high of 49 degrees. We're going to have some rain through noon, and then it will just be partly cloudy the rest of the day. It looks like Wednesday, not as much precip, and high of about 52. And then it gets better and better and better. And by Saturday, 73, Sunday, 77, Monday, 79 and sunny, delightful degrees in your area. Heavy snow detected in your area.
Oh,
I'm looking out at the camera and there's nothing going on here, but maybe because my phone is, you know, hooked up through the Davis County area. Maybe it's thinking I'm up there, and
it could be.
It's kind of nasty up there.
I think that's probably exactly why we're seeing this slowing. It's just not showing up on the camera.
We're just all over the place today. There's rain, there's snow, there's hail, there's lightning. It's everything going on today.
Dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
It's just chaos. And Dave's just paddling his little feet as quickly as he can. Let's see. Chaos, I love it. Cody Casto. Dave should play Slip Sliding Away on his commute into work. Dave might need you to. You're going to have to play another song. If you missed yesterday's show, Dave did not return to the studio in a timely manner, and we were ready to go to the next element. And he yelled out the bathroom.
It's the poo snafu.
Yeah, the snafu. he yelled out the bathroom door. He had dropped his AirPods in the toilet. So it's always something with Dave. We hope he drives safe. He probably made a good choice to come down Provo Canyon, and he'll be here as soon as possible. Lee and I will just
we'll just wing it.
We'll just do the best we can until the man gets here.
I think someone needs to bring us donuts.
Absolutely.
I'll be Dave. Beg for food.
Come on, Dave. Make another stop.
Yeah, that's right. Dave, stop and get donuts,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Let your boys be country.
Yeah, let your boys be country. That is the latest from Jason Aldean. Now, you can win 4 tickets to see Jason Aldean. He'll be here September 7th at Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater. It's all part of Coasters and Country this week. Listen in the 8 a.m. hour and the 6 p.m. hour. Be caller Z when you hear the cue to call. You'll win 2 tickets. This is the Coasters part to Lagoon. You'll win 2 all-day passports. The country part, you qualify to win 4 tickets for Jason Aldean and a Zoom meet and greet with Jason Aldean. Now, if you get in and you win those Lagoon passes, the drawing will be 6:30 p.m. This Friday. So if you've won, make sure you're listening. Coming up this hour, we've got our Pledge of Allegiance just right around the corner. Lee and I will probably just take care of that. It is National, like we said, Teacher Appreciation Day, National Cosmo Day, National Foster Care Day. So shout out to everybody who's done that or is doing that. It's an amazing thing to do. National Tourism Day. So big day today, National Teacher Day. Thanks to all the teachers and what they do. Also, we've got Nanette from Nana Sugar Shack says, we always offer 20% off every day to teachers and first responders and veterans. That's Nana Sugar Shack up in North Ogden. Also, a shout out to Coach Clark for football and Mr. Brown for English. If you have a teacher shout out, we could get that in for you. Whether it's throughout the show or at 8 o'clock with teacher shout outs. Teachers make such a difference. We are so happy for the teachers we've had in our life. Teachers are probably counting down I got to find Lee. There, are you there?
I'm here.
Sorry.
Teachers, I'm all like coming. I'm like, I don't think she hears me.
So teachers probably counting down the days till I think some of the schools are out as early as the 23rd, maybe.
That could be for Memorial Day.
Yeah. Surely they would. Of course, they make them go back after Labor Day. But I think some of the schools are out as early as the 23rd. So teachers counting down the days. Lots of graduations going on as far as college goes. College kids maybe out for the summer or taking a break before summer. Maybe you have to retake a math class like I did. And so you have a very short window between spring and summer when you have to go to school. We love our teachers. Let's see what's going on with traffic. It's just kind of crazy. I just got a picture of a big, huge black lightning storm picture up there in the Kaysville, Farmington area.
Hey.
Hello, the man has arrived.
Oh my gosh. Freak.
You had better have donuts.
Nope.
Whatever.
Are y'all worn out?
Do you want me to help you out with the Pledge of Allegiance, or do you want donuts? there's your choice.
Now, we were planning on doing the pledge, dude. I was planning on a donut.
And then I came in with the storm and I just spilled Deb's Diet Dr. Pepper.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
All over the place,
so. Oh, that shouldn't have been there. Dang it.
Anyway.
All right, you guys talk and I'll clean that up.
How fun is this?
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, sorry. That's my bad, Deb. I'll get it there in a minute. But it sounds like y'all did your thing. All right, we're back. It's time for the Pledge of Allegiance and the best part of the morning, especially the way some mornings have gone. So this is really the best part. We would love to have you give us a call and help us out with the pledge. The number to call, 385-292-1043. And then also you can pre-record that Pledge of Allegiance on your devices, as we have mentioned before, and then just email it to us at daveanddeb@ksopcountry.com. Now, the super easy way to do it, if you haven't checked it out as of yet, that is our Z104 app. If you don't have it, download it. It's free, it's fun, and it has a little tab in there called Open Mic. and you can go ahead and just record, touch on that. And then that way you can record the Pledge of Allegiance. Give us your name and we'll give you a little shout out as well. It's sort of a fun way for you to keep in contact with the radio station for anything, really. If you want to make a comment about something, you know, anything along those lines, it really is sort of a shared recording studio that we have had a lot of fun with and being able to keep in touch with the listeners. Morning, the Z. What's your name?
Ben Campbell.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. I'm just faking it till I make it, really. But good to have you along this morning. Where are you calling from? What area?
I'm calling from West Valley on my way to work.
All right. Well, be careful. We appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your morning and helping us out with the pledge. And it's all yours, buddy.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe, and there's a bell that still echoes the price that it costs to be free. This flag, and if that bothers you, well, that's too bad. But if you got pride and you're proud, you do. Hey, we could use some more like me and you, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. The only place that I prefer to love my wife and raise my kids, hey, the same way that my daddy did, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
I got the tip on for you here this morning, Aaron Tippin, where the stars and stripes eagles fly. And a pledge of allegiance from Benjamin here earlier this morning, just a little bit ago, and we appreciate him calling in and helping us out with that. Good number on Friday. It looks like we're going to hit 69. on Friday. And man, we have an incredible Mother's Day weekend for us.
It really does. Nice.
Super nice. Into the 70s. Well, I think they're predicting about 80 degrees by Monday. So it really is going to be a nice weekend for Mother's Day. Hope you have a chance to get out and, just
mother.
Have mother around.
Mother pumpkin, yeah.
Heck yeah.
Right now it's 41 and cloudy downtown.
Or for those of you who have not become a mother yet, maybe this is a good weekend.
Give it your best shot.
To give it a good start. We'll be right back. Smith on the Z Bulletproof. So when is the ideal time to poop?
Oh my gosh, not while you're doing the morning show.
When is the ideal time to poop on an airplane, they say? When you need to go number two on the old airplane, you sit there and you go through those things. Can I hold it?
I can make it till I get to the airport.
Yeah, right. You know, and then because no one wants to do number two.
I mean, I'm sure it doesn't bug some people. Some people will be like, I don't care. I'll just go do it on the airplane.
Yeah. But it's so cramped in there, you know? Tell me this. How do you wipe? I don't know, because it's too tight to wipe while you're sitting down, and then if you stand up and try to bend over, it's so tight in there.
It's a difficult maneuver, you know? But it can be done.
I mean, obviously, you have to do what you have to do.
Because we have to do it matter what we're doing.
Right,
it can be done, David.
But I found that a little difficult, so if I can put it off, I'll put it off till the airport.
Same. A travel site called 1 Mile at a Time did a big write-up on how to poop on the plane and the ideal time to go. You don't want to feel rushed. You don't want to stink it up and then find a line of people outside. So here's their advice. Remember on Tommy Boy when the lady goes into and David Spade, she opens the door and David Spade's like, "Ay, caramba." Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it is. However, I do have to hand it to airplanes. That suction mode, holy crap, it'll... You know, and I'm thankful for that because, it hopefully sucks some of the smell out of there, too, to follow along. Now, the worst times to go are just after takeoff. So right after they serve the food and right before you land. Those are the three times they're saying. They are all high traffic times for airplane lavatories.
Now, the best time to go on a plane is just before they start serving food for three reasons. Other passengers will be in their seats so they don't miss the food and drink carts.
There you go, which is a big one. Now, also, the crews won't be able to...
I got
to
poop, Judy, but I'm going to wait till I get the pretzels.
but here's the thing is if you've got to wait for a cart.
Yeah.
You know, and the crew won't be able to move, to hear you punishing that poor toilet over there. And, it just is, it's a little difficult, especially when you got to try to maneuver that cart around.
And once the carts are in the aisles, people can't use the bathroom. So it's your best shot at having no one waiting outside.
Now, I did have one of the flight attendants when we traveled here a few weeks ago. He actually got the bathroom is in the back of the plane. And I went and I came out and then he had already kind of he slipped in while I was in the bathroom. He slipped into the aisle and started doing his things. And he was about, I don't know, 5-6 rows up into doing his thing. And he looked back and saw me. And
so you couldn't get back
when
home?
He had a break, he backed all the way back up to let me through. And then he went back to his little thing, which I thought was super nice. A few other tips. Flush as soon as you go. And then again, when you're done. Now, I'm afraid that it will suck my sphincter down into the outside somewhere. But man, that suction is pretty powerful, so you better hold on.
It is.
If you drop AirPods down there, they're gone.
They say use a ton of soap when you wash up. Most planes have foaming soap, which has a stronger scent, so it almost acts like an air freshener.
Now, I have done that when I've gone number two, even in public restrooms, like here at the station or whatever. And thank goodness I didn't do it yesterday. But usually what I'll do is when you first do the first amount of business, number two, then you can reach back without even standing up. I just reach back and flush the toilet. And then it immediately, the smell doesn't have a chance to permeate.
Yeah, good thing you didn't do that yesterday.
No, No, because that
I mean, they ought to maybe have some poo-pourri in there, but maybe there isn't standing water, so that it wouldn't work.
Well, I mean, they're kind of in the toilet after you go. I guess that's the whole idea of poo-pourri. We used to for a while, and then they thought, who cares? Let it stink. Hey, 7:03, we need to announce our instant cash song of the day.
Will we have a blizzard in May? Never say never.
Yeah.
Never say never is the Z104 instant cash song of the day. Cole Swindell, Lainey Wilson. Listen for it. It'll play for sure in the 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours. It's worth $250 cash each time. You can win as many times as you get through and be caller Z. So get your share of the cash that's flying out the door here at Z104.
Yeah. Parties will be fine.
Never say never.
Never say never.
I just got a text. Highway 89 in Farmington is a mess. Cars are all over the place.
There's an accident.
Going the wrong direction and off the side of the road and in the middle of the road.
Man, yeah. There's mayhem this
morning. Wow.
Parker McCollum here on Utah's number one country station, Z104. Dave and Deb here on a Tuesday morning. So just when you think you have a handle on your mental health, maybe not. Miss USA, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing, having to relinquish her crown. Now, of course, she represents Utah. Miss USA does. And it's Noella Voigt is relinquishing her crown to focus on her mental health.
In a statement, she said, never compromise your physical and mental well-being. Our health is our wealth.
She goes on to say, my journey as Miss USA has been incredibly meaningful, representing Utah with pride and later the USA at Miss Universe. Now, sadly, I have made the very tough decision to resign from the title of Miss USA 2023.
She also hopes to continue to inspire others to remain steadfast, prioritize your mental health, advocate for yourself and others by using your voice, and never be afraid of what the future holds. Even if it feels uncertain.
Man.
Good for her, because it just feels really good to go, oh, I got to do this and this. And then you're like, okay, Deb, what is the worst that's going to happen? If you just do the bare minimum today, that's okay.
Right, is what's basically what we do every day.
David, I'm kidding. The bare minimum.
The bare minimum morning show.
6 to 10. Sometimes you just go, you know what? I just am going to do the things that I really 100,000% have to do today.
Yeah.
And everything else, I'm just going to relax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it really is. And then if for some reason you just can't, bring it together, just, sometimes we have to make tough decisions like that. At what point do you weigh out the health of your mental well-being to, is this going to be really important?
I think it's good that people are like, yeah, I'm taking a mental health day.
Yeah. Brett Eldridge is another one that is on, and among many others who are now, it was such a thing, I mean, you didn't ever want to even say I'm taking a mental health day or I've got some kind of mental health issues.
And just
because everybody thought
day.
You were a weirdo.
Yeah. Mental health day. Come on, Cliff.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Get back to work.
You freak.
She won her title last September. Miss USA currently working on plans to crown her successor. First runner-up, Savannah Gankiewicz of Hawaii, has been offered the title, but there's no word if she's accepted or not.
Oh, maybe nobody wants it.
It's too much mental health.
Yeah, maybe it's one of those things where it's like, all right, well, dang, what if I don't want it? What if she doesn't want it? Do they go to the third runner-up then, right?
I guess.
They would just have to kind of keep going down the line, I suppose. Interesting.
This is not headline news. Miss USA is relinquishing her title to focus on her mental health. Obviously, bringing an end to world hunger can really take its toll. Sure, she'll keep the money and other prizes that came along with it. Those were good for her mental health. Today is National Teachers' Day, and maybe one of them could tell us where to put the apostrophe on that sentence. An all-nude cruise will depart Miami next year. If you think that sounds hot, you haven't seen the average person on a cruise. All-nude cruises. We know what you're thinking, but you better start drinking. Tom Selleck may lose his ranch due to the canceling of Blue Bloods. Darn those reverse mortgages. This is not Headline News.
All right, there you go.
You know, on a nude cruise, I just wonder, you know, you've got people sitting at the bar. You've got people sitting in restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
How do you?
Yeah, there's a lot.
How do you manage?
There's
all
a lot
that?
Of groceries going on right there.
Yeah,
you know that's what that's all I think about is I think, man, there's not only hygiene wise.
Yes,
but man, you know, can you imagine?
No, I can't. Never would I go.
And I am. I don't know about all y'all guys, but I'm not proud enough to be walking around. I'm like, what if it gets a little chilly? I mean,
I was in the pool.
I don't know if I'd be confident enough. Even if I were into that kind of a thing, I wouldn't be confident enough to walk around. Glasses, and I just had this warm, fuzzy feeling come over me, and the spirit spoke to me.
Oh, Dave.
And I'm not trying to make fun of the spirit. Now, don't, because there's real things that happen with that. But what I am kind of jokingly getting around to is that I was looking around the studio here, and man, I'm grateful to be in a beautiful studio like this.
I know,
this.
Isn't
We're
it nice?
We're
we
really
are really.
Spoiled.
It's so nice in here.
I know that we've been in here for what, maybe a couple of months.
Yeah.
Now, and
March, April, May.
Anyway,
yep.
I don't know why I said that because listeners don't give a crap. But I just was feeling just a bit of gratitude. How spoiled we are to be in such nice facilities. Like this. And maybe it's because the weather's sort of crappy in certain areas. Remember when we used to get sunshine?
Yes.
If you're getting ready to go and travel somewhere for the summer, maybe you're doing a little road trip. According to the new Wallet Hub research, they say that 80% of American adults plan to take some kind of road trip this summer. You know, that's 40%. Saying that they plan to travel more than 250 miles from home. So where are some of the best places for a road trip?
Oregon, not on here, but we are flying to Oregon and then road tripping up the up and down the coast.
Oh, fun.
Of Oregon. So I'm looking forward to that. So
oh, yeah.
I guess I'm flying to a road trip.
Yeah, but
in
still,
Oregon.
That's so you just did a little one way.
No, we're flying into Oregon, going up and down the coast in a rental.
Oh, and then flying back out.
And then flying back out.
Okay. Oh,
so,
okay.
But that kind of counts, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It does. And do you, and you've never done the Oregon
never
coast?
Never been to Oregon, ever.
I don't believe I have either. So that's pretty cool.
Well, Wallet Hub compared all 50 states based on a bunch of metrics, including average gas and car repair prices, accommodations, quality of roads, safety, number of attractions, sites and activities, and more to find the best road tripping states. Based on their findings, these are the best and worst states for fun, scenic, and budget-friendly summer road trips.
Now, when are you going?
Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, okay. Well, it'll probably still snow.
Oh, Dave. I know. It probably rained the whole time because we're right there on the coast.
So here are the best. We're going to start with the top 10. Maine came in at number 10. Then Minnesota, then Wyoming, Florida, Louisiana. Here are the top five.
Idaho, right okay. next door. Ohio, North Carolina, New York, Texas is apparently the best state to road trip in, depending on quality of roads, accommodations, gas prices, number of attractions, sites, and activities.
All right. And then here are your top five of your worst. Montana.
Man, see, I think that would be a fun road trip.
I know.
But
now, Hawaii, obviously, is definitely a fly over there, do a road trip.
Yeah.
Unless you guys can find a road that I'm unaware of to drive.
I feel like we road tripped because we went to Kauai. So we obviously flew into Lihue.
Yeah.
And then rented a car and went. I mean, the island's not very big. Right. We went from stem to stern.
Right.
For 6 or 7 days and road tripped Hawaii. It was really fun. It was awesome.
Yeah, we did the Maui thing and did the you know, Road to Hana, and that was really something to experience.
You didn't like it?
No, it was really, it was gorgeous.
Oh, you loved it.
It's just that it's a skinny road.
Oh.
I mean, there's literally places where they have signs that say there's not enough space for two vehicles to get by here. So you're going to have to either kind of wait and look ahead and see if you can, or, you know. But it was really pretty. And people live up in that. I mean, this, the jungle areas, man. We got clearing the crap up there, and then there you start seeing these little houses pop up here and there off to the side. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I guess all they need is chickens, and
right.
They're probably good to go.
Connecticut, Delaware, and the worst road trip in state, Rhode Island.
Wow. Well, not much saying for the old little teeny. Isn't Rhode Island, you know, I got looking at the map the other day, which I haven't done for quite a while, and it just kind of reminded me of how teeny all those little states are up there. You know, Rhode Island and like Connecticut and Maine, and they're all kind of sandwiched in there together. You know, I went up to Hogal Zoo yesterday to grab some stuff, do a little bit of business stuff up there, and all of the, there's like 5 or 6 inches of snow up there.
Oh.
And it was wet. And so it is bending. You know, a lot of these trees have leafed out.
Right.
And so it's starting to break off some branches and do some stuff like that. So it was a heavy, wet snow. But those poor little elementary kids, they're doing their field trips.
Oh, yes.
And they had to wear their winter parkas and their boots, and they had umbrellas for each one. And they were just a trooping through Hogal Zoo, because that's when their zoo day was planned for. And I felt so bad for them, you know, up there. In all of the snow, I took some pictures, you know, because I'm so good at social media.
You really are, Dave. I can't wait for you to share those.
Because I did the normal thing I always do. I'm like, I gotta take some pictures and post these. So I take them, and then the whole day goes by yesterday, and I'm like, well, it's too late to post them now because it's over. It's after the fact, you know. I'm horrible at that. So I have all of these pictures in there that I should have, could have, would have posted. But
you could post them today. Nobody know it wasn't today.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so. Because the
same thing happening today.
Yeah. It was really interesting to see that much snow on like the pine branches. And then there the flowers had bloomed. And
yeah,
so
I was coming to work yesterday across State Street in Farmington, a whole huge piece of tree had gone down in the road.
Yeah.
And so we had to reroute a little bit. All the police were there picking that up like 5:20 in the morning.
Yeah, it's pretty heavy stuff. And it's we see these pictures of people's flowers blooming and then snow being on top of the flowers, and that contrast of
those are the tough ones.
Right.
The sturdy kind that don't mind the snow. Kind of like me.
Yeah. Yeah. But it is. It's spring in Utah. And let's check in with Lindsay Storr. She's over there at the 2 News Weather Center right now for us. Good morning and happy Tuesday, Lindsay.
Morning, Lindsay.
Good morning and happy Tuesday to you, Dave and Deb. We've got a cold front marching its way across the Wasatch Front. It's producing fairly widespread valley rain and mountain snow across the central and southern part of the Wasatch Front. Parley's is a mess this morning. Snow is sticking to the roads. We will see these showers beginning to wrap up by about mid-morning. After that, it's just isolated showers and maybe a stray thunderstorm this afternoon. Temperatures chilly, only getting into the 40s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Lindsay Storrs. Tune in for the updated First Alert forecast on 2 News at Noon.
Thanks, Lindsay. It's 40 and cloudy downtown.
Still to come, your chance to win some cash. Keep listening for the instant cash song of the day when you hear Cole Swindell along with Lainey Wilson sing Never Say Never. Then be caller Z. You get through, win that money, and you win as many times as you can. We've had multiple winners this time around, as we usually do. And it's $1,000 a day that we're dishing out here. So stay tuned for the green.
Never again.
Oh, we'll never get snow in May in
never
Utah.
Never say never, David.
Never say never. Okay. Morning, Z104. What is your name?
My name's Chris.
Hi, Chris. Happy Tuesday to you. You're caller
Happy
Z,
Tuesday
dude.
To you.
You know
oh, what? Yeah.
You are a winner. $250 in cash.
Sweet.
Now, never say never. See, you can win.
right? You say cha-ching for us there, buddy.
Cha-ching!
Now, yeah. $250, that's not a bad little chunk of change. What do you think that you could go out and splurge on? Now, look, put the bills aside. Don't be, put all that aside. If somebody handed you $250, which we did, what are you going to splurge on?
I'm going to take the wife out to dinner.
That's a good
perfect.
One. That's
you
a good one.
You guys have
right
a favorite
there.
Place?
Ruth Chris.
I was going to say, man, you can even hit Ruth Chris.
That'll be delish for you. A shout out to your wife. What's her name?
Tricia.
Now, right. What do you usually get when you're there?
I like the tomahawk.
The tomahawk.
Holy crap.
See, I've got to get the tomahawk. I always get the cowboy, and I totally can finish it, so I got to get the tomahawk.
That sounds so delicious. Even at 7:45 in the morning.
Yeah, it does.
It does. Well, and no wonder, because your name is Chris. Ruth's Chris.
Right?
Well, congratulations, Chris. You can win again. That same song will play in the 10, 1, and 4 p.m. hours. Everybody else, join in. Grab all the cash that's flying out the door at Z104. It's the instant cash song of the day.
You just made $250 an hour, buddy. Does your job get you that much?
No.
Do you want to do a shout out to your work?
Sure, Randy's Transmissions.
All right.
There you go, buddy. All right, well, enjoy, have fun. Thanks for calling, thanks for playing, thanks for listening. Jelly Roll on the Z.
Good morning, class. It is National Teacher Day.
Are you my teacher?
National Teacher Day has been around since 1953.
Recognizing the hard work and dedication of our teachers.
She's everybody's favorite teacher.
The teachers here are teachers here because they actually love children.
Happy National Teacher Day.
Showtime. Well, I had a little bit of a traffic delay this morning, and Deb already talked about some of the things that are going on here for National Teacher Day today, which also falls on National Teacher Week. So there are some deals that you can look up. Shout out to, again, to all of our teachers. We appreciate everything
that you
do. Now, I
asked Lee, did she have a favorite? She talked about her favorite teacher. I'm guessing yours is the woodshop guy, the builder guy.
Favorite teacher?
Mr. What's his name? You've talked
about
him before.
My heavens.
I wish I could remember his name, because I know you've talked about him before. Where your home builder?
Oh my gosh! I don't know why
guy.
I just drew a blank.
Oh, David.
Billy Neff.
Billy Neff. Yep.
Oh my gosh! What a great dude. And then now Lee did talk about Wankier, and I thought, why don't we?
Let's bring why don't that we, back up.
Why of don't course, we
bring
he would that? Remember that name.
Yes.
let's bring it back up, so to speak.
I had totally forgotten we talked about Wankier, but of course Dave remembers.
Of course he does.
Oh, that's a heck of a name. Oh my gosh, that is a great name. And can you imagine? Now, was she married, or was that her maiden name? Do you remember?
No, I think she was married.
So there's a Mr. Wanker out there then.
Wankier.
I think she was widowed for some time.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I do have an elementary. Mrs. Kenyon was really good teacher in elementary school. But Billy Neff was a great teacher in high school. Loved him. Loved Clinton Fromm, which I found out the other day has already passed away. He was the jazz band teacher. He could play a mean trumpet. Anyway, it is National Teacher Appreciation Day. I shout out to two of my kids that are in education now. My wife subbed for many, many years, 20-plus years, and she was so just incredible at it. And then Trey and Kirsten Gunderson, Mr. and Mrs. Gunderson, that are both over there at Clearfield High. So shout out
go
to
Falcons.
All
Falcons.
Yeah. And, of course, Alexa had a few things to say about National Teacher Appreciation Day today, too.
May 7th is National Teachers Day, also known as People Not Getting Paid Enough to Watch Your Spoiled Rotten Kids Day. National Teachers Day, saluting those who work incredibly hard until 3 p.m., 9 months of the year. Congratulations to all the teachers who can get your kids to look up from their smartphones for more than 1 second. Teaching is the only profession where you simultaneously feel like an expert and a complete failure at the same time. Now enjoy your National Teachers Day. Kids, shut the hell up and do your homework.
And Mandy Pontius must be a teacher because she said 14 more days. She's counting them down.
Wow.
2 weeks left of school.
Wow, good for you. That is nice. And look, I know that teachers get this reputation. Unless you have ever walked in a teacher's shoes, then you don't know fully appreciate exactly what they do and what they go through. But, you know, there is that thing where it's like, well, how would it be to only have to work 9 months out of the year? And that little thing that Alexa made, you know, the little, well, you're done by 3 p.m. and, you know, only work 9 months. Your salary is also spread over 12 months as well. A 9 month salary or spread over 12 months. So that makes it a little tricky for teachers. They're not paid enough. And I know that with Rona, man, that was a big eye opener for a lot of parents.
Wait, the teachers have to deal with this every day?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. You mean my kid's not perfect? Yeah. A big eye opener. Morning shout outs coming up here in just a second.
Morning shout outs with Dave and Deb. Z104.
I also have another shout out to a family member. My daughter Tara and her husband, my son-in-law, Devin, have made it to their 3-year anniversary today.
Oh, happy anniversary, you lovebirds.
How about that? He's actually decided to even stay in the family. Even knowing us, he's actually hanging in there. So congratulations. It's always fun to make it to... Hey, you never know. Maybe you'll make it to 28. Some people make it to 28.
You can give it your best shot. All right, Jody Weiniger says, shout out to my brother Reagan and his amazing wife, Corey. Hope Gulf Shores is as delightful as I am. Yeah. Lee Bird, I work for Uinta Elementary. I'm a custodian. I would like to say thank you for all they do for helping kids read and write.
Yes.
To Miss Gomez at West Current, West Kearns Elementary? It says Current, but talk to text.
Maybe it's Current Creek.
She was my teacher, my daughter's teacher, my son's teacher, my youngest daughter's teacher. She was absolutely amazing. My favorite teacher was Miss Bell, smoking hot blonde at Roy High School. We had Miss Kessler that all the boys liked.
Yeah.
At Kaysville Junior High.
Yeah. What about you? Did you have your eyeball on any particular teacher that you thought was like, wow?
Not really.
You know?
Not really. Yeah. Shout out to my office peeps at Architectural Components. Grateful to be able to annoy you all day. You're welcome. From Angel Gerber. Callie Gurman, can I do a shout out to Mr. Swan at Columbia Elementary? It must be Mrs. Swan. Talk to text again. Mm-hmm. She's my daughter's teacher, one of the sweetest women I know. She's gotten my daughter to thrive this year. Shout out to my sister-in-law, who's a teacher for special needs kiddos in South Jordan.
Oh.
You're a strong woman, and we love you.
Bless you.
Cameron Cronmiller, shout out to Miami and Noddles, the biggest Dave and Deb fans I know. That's nice of you. Thank you. Matt Russell, hopefully he hears this shout out. Can you wish Zachary Bean a happy 11th birthday from Mom and Matt?
Some reason you miss it because you're in school, don't forget you can listen to all of the shout outs on our podcast. It pops up later on in the afternoon, and Deb kind of tweaks that and gets it all together. And it's a fun way to catch areas which you may not have caught earlier.
Shout out to my teachers at Draper Elementary from Navy. Shout out to Mrs. Peterson, kindergarten teacher at Morgan Elementary. She's been wonderful with my granddaughter, Callie. Peyton Oliver, shout out to my daughter's daycare teachers. We love you and love working with y'all. Also, good luck. She ain't a happy one today. Mel Bernard, shout out to Emory High School Baseball. Good luck at state, boys. And then we have some birthdays. Hannah Anderson, Megan Pratt, Albert Dixon, Holly Burrows, and Kelly Mathiason, everybody else that's having a birthday today, happy, happy birthday.
Man, I don't know why the lines are all lit up, but let's see if we can't grab a few shout-outs this morning. Do you have a shout-out?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what is it?
This is Mike, and I'm shouting out to my beautiful wife, Barbara, who teaches at Syracuse Elementary Special Ed Children.
Love that. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. All right. Take care. Morning the Z. Love you. Okay. Morning the Z. Who is this?
This is Matt.
Hey, what's your shout out?
Just to my wife. She's
working right now and whatnot, but I know she won't be able to hear it, but I appreciate it.
No, that's okay, man. It's all right there on our podcast. Have her listen to it later, okay?
Yeah, thanks.
All right. Thanks a lot, man.
All right.
All right. Love you. Bye. Morning on the Z. Shout outs. Hello. What's your name?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. This is Brittany.
Brittany, what's your shout out?
Just trying to give a shout out to all the nurses out there. It's Nurse Appreciation Week this
week. It sure is.
Yes, it is.
Did you get your free cookie from Swig yesterday?
No, I missed it.
Dang, I was sleeping
in between shifts.
It's a good week, man. Shouting out to our nurses and to our school teachers as well. So we appreciate that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
I love you. Bye.
Shout out to Clay Butterfield from Bingham High School, best ag science teacher and FFA leader. Shout out to Candy, librarian at North San Pete. Shout out to my beautiful mom, Holly Freestone, from Taylor, Layton High School. Shout out to the best history teacher, Mrs. Winter. Shout out to Brent Woffenden, fourth grade teacher, best on the planet. Shout out to my mom, Tracy. She was a teacher's aide. I appreciate her. She also won the instant cash last night.
Hey, fun.
Daylene Modal, happy birthday, my son, Colton Reed. Hope you have an amazing day. Love you. Shout out to Adam and Melinda Bauk from Pro Level Concrete Lifting. They did a great job lifting my driveway, back patio, and void in my garage. Billy Joe.
Right on. Who is this?
Hey, this is Drake.
Drake, and what's your shout out?
My shout out was to my wife, Audra. It's our anniversary today, and she's a nurse for Nurses Appreciation Week.
Hey,
aww, happy anniversary.
And, yeah, how many years?
9 this year.
Good for you.
Awesome.
Hope you get a little something-something tonight, buddy.
Okay, that's what it's all about.
All right, thanks, dude.
Shout-out to my daughter, Kenny Liska. Shout-out to my daughter. She's taking my granddaughter to Disneyland today with her Z104 tickets. Have fun and be safe.
Wow, that's fun.
Shout out to Jerry and Dam Dam. Shout out to the most tall, dark, and handsome husband for being the man, supporting me and my kids and his kids as well. Couldn't have created a more perfect human. Kaylee loves you, Josh. Can I get a shout out for my favorite teacher, Mrs. Roper, best teacher around, from Jason Roper. Ryder wants a shout out to Mrs. Moore at Eagle Bay Elementary in Farmington.
Couple of more phone calls coming in, then we'll probably have to just draw the line here. Who is this?
This is Brad.
And what's your shout out?
My mother, Karen.
Okay.
She's been very sick the last few years. She's always taken such good care of me. It's my turn to take care of her.
Oh,
God bless her soul.
We hope she gets feeling better. Thanks for being a good son.
Thank you.
Oh, you're a good man, man. Thank you so much. Appreciate you tuning in.
Always.
All right. Thank you. More on the Z. One last shout out. What's your name?
Vance.
And what's your shout out?
How about all the teachers there at Excelsior Academy out there in Stansbury and my wife, Mrs. Tyler.
Yeah. What's her name?
Vance.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Love you. Bye.
We have a bunch more. We just can't get to all of them today.
Yeah,
sorry about that.
I know. We did an extended version for Teacher Appreciation Day. We knew there would be a ton of shout-outs.
Thank you, teachers. Thank you, nurses. It is National Teacher Day, National Nurses Week, National Nurses Day yesterday.
Very cool.
Appreciate everything you guys do.
There you go.
You've
had a birthday, listener, dear. Happy days will come to you all year. If I had a wish, then it would be happy, happy birthday from the Z. Hey, would you be surprised if I told you that... a good percentage of dog owners would actually rather take a long trip with their dog than a family member.
I believe it.
Ouch.
I believe it.
Ouch. All right, mostly cloudy, some scattered rain showers today, clearing up by tomorrow. Still some clouds hanging around, though. Mostly sunny by Thursday with a high of 63, but we're going to only reach about 49 degrees today.
Right now, it's 40 and cloudy downtown.
Coming up next, Dump It or Dig It, brought to you by Baku E-Bikes.
We have a new song, believe it or not, from Randy Travis. We'll tell you about the song and how it came to be. See what you think. Somebody's going to win tickets to the Ute Stampede Rodeo.
Love it.
Time now for Dave and Deb's Dump It or Dig It.
Man, we got some RT this morning on for you. Randy Travis for our Dump It or Dig It.
Okay, so 1986, Randy Travis releases Storms of Life. Producer Kyle Lanning said, I thought if we sold 40,000 copies, they might let us make a second record with this new guy, Randy Travis. They ended up selling 4 million copies. Randy Travis helped build Warner Nashville, which it is today. But in 2013, he suffered a massive stroke. He was given a 2% chance of survival, almost died. The area of his brain that controls speech and language was hit the hardest. Randy's wife, Mary, said music is what he's made of. Music is his heart and soul. But Mary does most of the talking these days. She says Randy does know what he wants to say, but it just doesn't come out. And asked if he'd made peace with that, Randy said, yep.
Yeah.
3 years after his stroke, with Mary at his side, Travis was inducted to the Country Music Hall of Fame. In his absence from recording and being on the radio and streaming, he's heard a lot of AI-generated fakes of his voice. That got the record label thinking, what would AI for good look like for us? And for the first thing that came to mind, we'd like to give to Randy Travis's voice back.
Yeah.
So he and Warner started by pulling 42 of Randy Travis's tracks from the vault. Like the original recording of his hit 1982, they stripped away the music, leaving only the vocal. That was half the recipe. The other half needed to be provided by a surrogate voice. In this case, the voice came from country music singer James Dupree. The AI program, The Secret Sauce, takes Travis's voice and overlays it on the top of Dupree's singing. That's not an exact science.
Wow.
And so Randy Travis is back. This time the task was to take computer generated voice and give it Randy's country heart. And, they landed on something they felt worthy to release. It's Randy Travis. Randy's on the other side of the microphone. It's still his vocal.
And just to let you know how well this AI works, Deb and I really aren't even here. This is all generated stuff. This is incredible. Interesting.
Randy's family has heard it. They love it. Randy loves it. The song is called Where That Came From. We want to know what you think about it. Dump it or dig it. Let us know. Text us, and somebody will win tickets to the Ute Stampede Rodeo.
Same number to text gets you here to the studios, too, as always. So dump it or dig it, Randy Travis.
Had eyes like diamonds, and they caught the light. Oh, but they were dark and deeper than the night. But when she'd smile, out came the sun. There ain't no more where that came from. She had a dress that swayed all around her knees, and a voice as soft as a summer breeze. Touch that told me I was the one, and there ain't no more where that came from. I must have said to myself there might be somebody else out there came from. Oh, where that came from.
Wow, pretty cool, actually. Randy Travis with AI. James Dupree is the singer. And AI Incorporated. I was just asking Deb here, the songwriters of it too, and how they kind of came about with a brand new song. I thought maybe it was one that they pulled from the vault that never became a single, but
No, this is completely created with AI, with Randy's vocals. And James Dupree, he never really had much of a country music career, like nationally,
right?
But he did tour with Randy Travis, and it was written by Scotty Emmerich, who was a pal of Toby Keith's.
Oh, okay.
Who wrote a lot of the Toby Keith stuff.
Man, it's pretty good. What do you think about it?
So we're getting a lot of responses. Was skeptical, but all in on this one, 100%. Love Randy. Can't believe it's AI. Dig it a million times. Always loved Randy. Awesome song. Taking the words from Bonnie, this is going to be a number one. It's great. Sounds just like him. I wish it was really him singing. Yeah. It really is him singing. It's weird. It really is him singing. They took 47 tracks to create this song and a little help from James Dupree.
Right, right.
Instant chills, love it. Dally Hennon, Callie Gurman says, dig it. Cool, but scary that they can do that. Totally agree.
Yeah.
Amazing. Dig it from Dax and Jessica. Mike says, how do you not dig that? Ticey Wright, digging it. Dylan Anderson, Chad. April Buck, I love this. Caden Allgaier, love Randy Travis. Started listening to him with my grandma for longer than I remember.
Born on the Z, who is this?
Hi. Garbage Man Greg.
Hey, what do you think, Garbage Man Greg?
I dig it. Hear old Randy back.
Isn't that nice? It's crazy what they can do. As a matter of fact, our last day for Dave and Deb here on the air will be Friday, and then we'll just have AI come in.
It's pretty cool. They said he had a huge grin on his face.
Oh, I bet.
When they were doing all this.
Oh, my gosh. Just so cool. And he has hung around a lot longer than a lot of people thought he would.
2% chance of living after he had a stroke.
And that was 11 years ago. All right. Thanks for your call.
Amy Skinner, digging it. Really like this song. Don't love the use of AI, but so happy to see Randy happy with this song.
Yeah.
Kylie Acerson. Emily, love this so much. Carolyn Sorrells, I like it. I dig it. It's Mac, and I dig it. Holy crap, dig this. It's so good. Crazy that AI did this. Dig it, really good, but also freaking really creepy. Terry Wynn, love this. Welcome back, Randy Travis. How could you not like that? Dig it. Peter Scow, really love this song. Sounds great and just like Randy. When used right, technology can really be a beautiful and powerful thing.
Yeah.
Good to hear Randy's voice again and doing what he does best.
And such a well-written song, too. Man, I just love the song just all in general. Just the melody and everything else. Hi, what's your name?
Brandon. Trucker Brandon.
All right, what do you think, buddy?
I'm saying dig it, and I just want to thank you guys for having the app. I'm currently going to Montana, and that's how I'm listening to you guys as the app.
We want to thank you for taking us with you. Appreciate that.
Means a lot, man.
So if it wasn't for you, if it wasn't for that app, I wouldn't be able to hear you guys' beautiful voices in the morning.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you so much for taking us along.
It's good to hear your amazing listenership, okay?
Yeah.
Well, hey, enjoy the rain, because you got rain coming.
Lots up there in Montana.
It's coming from Idaho and Montana, and it's on your way to Utah.
Yeah, we had quite a bit of it this morning, in addition to snow, too, so it's a good thing you're already up there. All right, thanks, dude.
Thank you.
Okay, love you, bye. Morning the Z, dump it or dig it.
Definitely dig it, 100%.
What's your name?
Michelle.
All right.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you very much.
Rebecca Meets, conflicted about AI, but I love this song. AJ, grown up, Randy Travis was one of my mom's favorite singers. I love his voice. Good job. I miss him singing when he had his stroke. Very sad when they said he may never sing again.
Yeah.
Love his music. His voice is perfect. CL White, Corden, this man is a legend. Denise Shurka, loved it. OMG, this is beautiful. Stacey Luong, Connie Combi, beautiful, amazing what they can do. Brings tears to my eyes to hear his voice again. Sadie Lund, definitely digging it. Danny Jackson, hump it. I'm in tears. This sounds amazing. Holly Freestone, love it. I've missed that pure country voice. Laura Facer, digging it. Alicia Lester, Kelsey Bell, Tiffany Morelli, Terry Kenzie, Tanya Chavez, Melissa Andreasen, Sarah Hausman, Lori Apple, Brittany Jenkins, Brenda Russell, Rhett Taylor, Kent Lewis, Tony Carter.
Can you imagine how frustrating that's got to be on his part, too, when they say that he knows what he wants to say, but he can't say it?
So frustrating.
That has got to be super frustrating. But
yep.
Sounds like it did really well. And just in case you're just jumping in right now, it was a Randy Travis song. Where That Came From was our Dump It or Dig It. And we'll roll the music. When it stops, Deb will pick a winner.
Travis White. Travis White, you are the winner. I'll text you. We'll get you these tickets for the Ute Stampede Rodeo. Celebrate 90 years of Utah tradition. The Ute Stampede will have extreme bulls for the first time on Wednesday night. Thursday night is family night. Friday night is military night. Get your tickets now at utestampederodeo.com. And it's all courtesy of Baku e-bikes and scooters.
Don't forget about Mom. She will absolutely love a new Baku e-bike or a scooter, either way. And these scooters are amazing, both the bikes and the scooters. You can get $200 off right now any kind of a new e-bike. And in addition to that, they're also throwing in a free trailer, which is a huge value. And you can pick whatever trailer you want on the back. And yes, we're talking about a trailer that can be pulled by a Baku e-bike. You can put the kids in them. They are so nice. Or if you're a hunter, go ahead and hook on a trailer that will haul your animal out while you're hunting, or haul your gear in and out if you're just going camping. The Elite Fat Tire Electric Bike, best and biggest battery on the market, Baku. B-A-K-C-O-U, Baku.com. Game changer for Mom and the whole family. There it is, song called Cowgirls, Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, long live cowgirls.
And it features Ernest on the Z. That is his latest.
Hey, we're going to get the new Post Malone and Morgan Wallen Thursday or Friday.
Oh, baby.
So, looking forward to that.
Yeah,
but right now...
That'll be fun. We're looking forward to...
Let's get a winner.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to giving away a little bit of kindness for Mother's Day. Who is this? Hello,
Becky?
Becky.
Yeah.
You got through with caller Z.
Oh, my God. Through?
Yeah, you did.
You got through and your caller Z.
Oh, my goodness.
Coasters. Right. It is coasters and country for Mom's Day. Now, we're not talking about the little drink coasters that you put your beverage on. We're talking about big roller coasters. And you get two all-day passes to Lagoon and...
Wow.
Four tickets to Jason Aldean.
Well, if you win, you qualify for that.
Yeah.
Now, Lagoon having a Mother's Day special this weekend. $74.95 when you buy two or more passes, only this Sunday, May 12th. Just mention Mother's Day at the ticket window or buy online at lagoonpark.com using the promo code MOMSDAY24. Plus, the first 200 moms through the gate will get a special gift from Lagoon. Becky, you've already won two all-day passports you can use any day of this season. Plus, you qualify to win four tickets for Jason Aldean's Highway Desperado Tour, September 7th at Utah First Amphitheater, and a Zoom meet and greet with Jason, all right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you do need to be listening to win. We'll do that drawing coming up on Friday at 6:30, and you could win that grand prize, okay? So, anyway, what do you think about all of this stuff?
Oh, my gosh. I've been trying for years to get through. I think this is amazing.
Oh, well, I love it.
I am so excited.
Are you a mom?
Whole day. Am I a mom?
Yeah. Yes. Well, happy Mother's Day, Becky.
Yeah.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, thank you.
We appreciate that. And we hope you have a nice weekend. It's supposed to be a beautiful weather. Luke Combs, and when it rains, it pours. And... when you put a gag order on Donald Trump for a $1,000 fine each time, then he just keeps breaking it here. He's in contempt again yesterday, his 10th gag order violation. Here's the thing, though, on the bright side, his 10th earned him a free footlong sub. And so
now the judge said, I'm going to give you jail time. If money means nothing to you, I'm going to give you some jail time.
Yeah.
If you...
think about it.
Breach the gag
order. $1,000 for Donald Trump is
a dime to us
or a penny to us. Yeah, I mean, it just... Maybe that will wake him up just a little bit if that's the case. And I'm not saying either way. I'm not saying I'm a supporter either way. I'm not trying to get into some kind of a political hoo-ha or hoopla.
Whoops. That's what's got Donald Trump in the courtroom in the first place.
I didn't mean that. I meant hoopla. The hoopla.
Whoops. Freudian slip at its finest.
David.
Gosh dang. Would you consider taking your cat on a road trip? Lee?
No.
Not even?
No, just getting him to the vet, he'll sing the whole way. It's like...
Sing. And when you sing,
knows he's going to the vet, so he's protesting.
So you call it singing...
I call it, he sings the song of his people.
Like this. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like that. You got it down, actually. You know the tribal chant.
Do.
Well, let's take a look at it. By the way, Lee, you're back at 4 o'clock. Thanks so much for hanging here with us. Little over half of dog owners would rather take a long road trip with their dog than a family member. Now, if you've got family members listening, Deborah, I would be very careful on how you approach this little story. Now, there's actually dog people and, of course, cat people, but all of the pet owners can agree on one thing, and that is dogs are much better on road trips than cats.
In a new survey of dog owners, 92% of us say they drive with their dogs occasionally. A lot of that is going to the vet or to a groomer, but not all of it.
How do you know? Have you ever traveled long distance with an animal?
I haven't for a really long time. We used to take them camping with us, but I haven't taken them camping for years.
Are they pretty good about just whining a lot when they got to go to the bathroom? I mean, how do you know that they, or do you just figure that every couple hours you're going to have to stop?
I just do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you take them out, find a little piece of grass on somebody's front yard.
Yeah, and then we load up again. Well, off the side of the road. And then we load. Or, you know, a lot of the convenience stores have a little dog area now. Yeah. So we try and find something like that.
Yeah. Now, they again, 53% of the dog owners drive their dog to a dog park or a place to go on a walk. 34% take their dogs on the road trips.
53% of dog owners who drive with their dogs say they'd rather take a long road trip with their dog versus a family member.
Is it... You know, maybe they like the peace and quiet. Maybe they don't like the two-way conversational thing going on with a family member. Now, close to a third, 32%, said that they'll bring their dogs in the car because they sometimes feel guilty leaving their dogs at home.
I have so much dog guilt.
Yeah, you do.
That's why, that's one of the main reasons I don't like to travel. I hate, and I know this is really stupid to a lot of people.
Yeah, it is.
But I know. I hate leaving my dogs to go on a trip. I just hate it.
Yeah.
And so,
I know.
It's just really, when I have somebody that's staying with them that I know is there and will be reliable, it's such peace of mind.
Yeah.
It's still hard because they see the suitcases and they know you're leaving.
Yeah, they do.
Bear gets in the suitcase.
Yep, so does our little chihuahua. And then it'll do that mopey looky face.
Yeah, like, what the hell?
Yeah, and then
where are you going?
And then they just lay over there like, you're betraying me, you're leaving me, or whatever. Now, about a fourth of the people say that they think their dogs don't like staying home alone. And 70% say their dogs are totally chill on car rides.
All my dogs are fine. Now, I haven't taken Scout any distance, but she's okay, like to go to the gas station or the vet or whatever. Biscuit, for years, came with me to work. Bear's fine. They're all fine in the car, but they would be terrible on a camping trip.
Right.
I could probably take Bear and Biscuit, but not Scout. Scout is just another animal.
And we leave our dog all the time. We figure that, like, I mean, our dog is spoiled, gets to live in this big dog house, has water and food and, you know, but we do, you know, try to check in from time to time. We know, he has no teeth, so he really can't chew anything apart. And he's too tired to do anything. Hey, some clouds and rain today and a high of only 49 degrees. We're also going to warm up a little bit as the week goes on. And by the weekend, Mother's Day weekend, Saturday, Sunday, into the 70s and a lot of sunshine. 73 on Saturday, 77 on Sunday, Mother's Day. That's something to look forward to. You ever had to take somebody home early because of allergies? We had this happen
like
here.
On a trip?
Or just home from something.
Oh.
You know, maybe you're out at the park. Maybe it got really bad. Maybe your eyes started itchy doing the thing.
Man, I've got it this year. I haven't had allergies since I was a kid, but I've got sneezing, itchy, watery eyes. I sound like a commercial.
No, I know. Yeah, you're not alone, though. Really. I mean, I've had probably three people just in the last week tell me alone that it's like, I don't know what the deal is. They're saying is it the tree pollen count is way high? Right
something's
now?
Something's in the air, but yeah, I guess this rain and snow is kind of good for that because I haven't had it the last couple of days.
That is nice to bring in a little bit of moisture that way.
Spring means flowers, grass, trees, and allergies. Fortunately, there's Allerex, the daily pill that treats sneezing, coughing, runny nose, itchy skin, swollen tongue.
How do I sound like a swollen tongue?
An insatiable desire for bacon.
Huh?
Wheezing.
Okay, that's more like it.
The voice in your head who tells you to kill in the name of Beelzebub.
Wait, what?
And constipation.
Okay, I quit.
Allerex, in stores now.
Yeah, fun stuff. Fun time of the season, isn't it?
Sure
with
is.
With allergies, if you've got them, they kind of flare up and wreak havoc a little bit. Thank goodness they got at least some medications and stuff to take care of it. Hey, what percentage of Gen Zers between the ages of 18 to 34 are actually never answering their phone when a phone call comes in? Well, I'm sure you're not going to be surprised at this, but we'll tell you about it coming up in just a little bit. Plus, we have your chance to win Brooks and Dunn tickets this hour. All you have to do is listen for the cue to call. Now, it is ticket tag, so just keep this in mind that if you do get through as caller Z, you do need to know the winner's name from yesterday during the 5 o'clock hour, and then it rolls over. If for some reason you don't, that's all right. Yeah, you'll be able to hear the winner's name this hour and then play again at 11 o'clock and so on and so forth. Of course, Brooks and Dunn coming here in just a couple of weeks, May 30th, at the Utah First Amphitheater.
Rodeo man,
Brooks and Dunn, except the other Brooks, Garth Brooks and Ronnie Dunn, and a chance for you to win actual Brooks and Dunn tickets just by caller Z, and you're halfway there. Who is this?
This is Tyson.
All right, Tyson. Now, you know you did get through as caller Z. All you got to do now is tell us the winner's name, because it is Brooks and Dunn ticket tag from yesterday afternoon in the 5 p.m. hour.
I have Jeff Dodge.
You are a winner,
you
Tyson.
Have it right.
What is your last name?
Miller.
Tyson Miller is the name you need to know for 11 a.m. Brooks and Dunn ticket tag. Tyson, you're going to go see Brooks and Dunn, Ernest, and David Lee Murphy May 30th at Utah First Amphitheater. All right.
Sounds great.
Yeah, how about that? Pretty cool way to start your Tuesday morning, right?
Absolutely.
What are y'all up to right now?
Well, I'm just waiting for a callback on a job offer.
Oh, really?
Oh, nice. Well, good luck with that.
Well, man, I hope you didn't miss it while we were talking about this, but, you know, you can at least celebrate by going to Brooks and Dunn, which is fun.
Absolutely.
What line?
It's going to be tickled pink.
Yeah, what line of work are you in?
I do solar and residential energy storage.
Okay.
Nice.
Well, cool, man. Best of luck to you. You'll have to keep us updated and let us know how you if you got the old job.
Yeah, will do.
Okay, right on. Happy Tuesday. Thanks for taking us along. Coming up, we're going to be talking about some of the few things that actually were supposed to be like the next big thing, but just sort of vanished and went away. And it is interesting to take a look at this list and go, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you know.
I remember that.
So that's on the way, plus Battle of the Sexes on the way as well. Your chance to win right around the corner. It's Jordan Davis on the Z. Listen to this list of stuff that were supposed to be kind of like the next big thing, but then just sort of vanished. You remember Google Glasses?
I kind of do.
Remember when they were supposed to come out and actually you could be able to read on the inside of the glasses, like you could say something to Google and then it would give you just an inside
like your glasses were sort of like the screen.
Right.
And you
don't
could,
they kind of have stuff like them. That? But I don't know.
They may still have. I mean, don't. I think Apple was trying to develop some stuff too. I don't know if they went anywhere. But you know, the smart glasses that people were actually talking about 10 years ago as the next big thing sort of fizzled out.
Then we've got. Let's see.
We can start with the. There is no order on this particular thing. Google Plus.
All right. A Google social network that was supposed to rival Facebook. I don't even know if I remember that, Google Plus.
No wonder they fizzled out.
I don't even know, if I remember that one.
Now, how about this one, the Metaverse?
Okay. We heard about that really one. Remember that one.
Yeah, Facebook's alternate reality virtual space was supposed to be Metaspace or Metaverse.
3D TVs and 3D movies.
Yeah, that was also supposed to be a big thing. And, you know, I for one, would probably, even if I did get into that, would probably lose the glasses that you need to wear for them. And some people say that 3D movies make them sick, too. The way the motion is and stuff like that. Now, this was the next thing, too, here. High definition or HD DVD. Yeah, it lost out really to Blu-ray in the mid 2000s. Before that, it was Betamax. Remember that?
Yeah. Quibi. It was a streaming platform focusing on short form content.
Kind of remember that. What about NFTs, particularly the digital photos that were going for the big bucks?
Isn't that a thing now still? NFTs?
I don't even know what that stands for. Am I stupid?
Non-fungible tokens.
Okay.
It's a unique digital identifier that is recorded on a blockchain and is used to certify ownership and authenticity of a piece.
Not a bit different from Bitcoin or whatever, something like
that. It's like I think it's like a sports poster or some collectible kind of stuff.
Oh, weird. Okay.
The two-wheeled Segway personal transporter. I mean, I still see those around.
I do see a couple of
those.
But
I don't think it's as big as everybody has one in their home now.
Yeah. Last time I saw one, there was a door-to-door guy that came into the HOA. But this is like a half Segway. Have you seen those ones that are just from the knee on down?
The one wheels.
Two wheels. Oh, actually, there's two different kinds, but one has two wheels and one has one wheel. But yeah, they have it from the knee on down, which is sort of, and you just lean forward. Anyway, there was a guy that came by and was trying to sell something or other. I don't know what it was, either security systems or pest control or something. They were buzzing around on that. But that was the last time I really even saw somewhat similar to a Segway. Now the Titanic. And then the tours down to see it. We know how that turned out.
Oh, that was horrible.
Where that imploded, that vessel that went down. That's probably been maybe, 6 months ago, 6-8 months? I don't know.
I think it's been a couple, years.
Has it really?
I think so.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know. Wow. Oh, Lestra, the fat substitute. I remember they'd put them in like Lay's potato chips and stuff that, you know, us kind of snacking people want to eat, but it was like nothing but gas and diarrhea.
That it gave you? Or
Lestra gave you like gas and diarrhea. Really? Like you'd be like, I can sit down and have this big bowl of Lay's because I'm not going to get fat on it. And probably the reason was you were going to go right in the bathroom.
Oh, wow. And everything was sending it right through.
Little
pill with the big story to tell.
Yes.
Theranos. Okay, Theranos.
This I was obsessed with.
All right, go ahead, talk about it.
I saw it on 60 Minutes. Her name was Elizabeth Holmes. She started a claim that she had developed some kind of special blood test. Like she'd put the machines in CVS pharmacies. She sold these. Like she sold this idea. And you could go in and prick your finger and it would tell you, I think, here's your printout. Here's what's wrong with you from this little prick of the finger.
What?
Yeah.
You mean like all kinds of testing your blood? Almost like you'd have your blood tested?
Exactly like a diabetic would test their blood sugar.
Yeah.
A little prick on the finger, and it could diagnose anything that was wrong with you. And all you had to do was go to CVS or Walgreens or any of the pharmacies, and it was totally fake. And she knew it was totally fake.
Oh, my gosh.
She was a very mysterious. She dressed like Steve Jobs.
Oh, wow.
All in black, like Steve Jobs. And she's in federal prison now, and so is her. She had, like, her lover was the vice president of the company or so, and they both knew it was fake. And
I was
obsessed with this. I think there's a Netflix movie about it.
Can you imagine how you could screw with people's lives just off of that little thing?
Well, people were,
you know, they're thinking that they were diagnosed with certain things and they really weren't.
Or thinking nothing was wrong and they had a bunch wrong with them.
Yeah. How about the new Coke?
Oh, yeah. That was a big fail.
Yeah, it was. That just sort of came and went really quick.
He was the next big thing. Johnny Football Manziel. He flamed out when he went to the Browns. He had a lot of, substance abuse problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not good. He did kind of fizzle out. Microsoft Zune.
Now, we got into this a little bit. Microsoft Zune. It was like a game platform.
Right.
Power balance. Those with rubber wristbands with a holographic sticker or something inside of them to improve your balance.
Virtual reality hasn't really fully vanished. It still just keeps coming back. But it never really becomes like the big game changer that people are trying to make it out to be for virtual
and
reality.
I don't know if this one is a joke or not, but the Wallflowers, Jacob Dylan, Bob Dylan's son, his band. The Wallflowers.
Do you really?
Like them.
All right.
Yeah.
So there you go. The list, it ended up being like 16 of the things that were supposed to be kind of like the next big thing that sort of vanished away. And then, of course, we didn't get to Dave and Deb morning show.
And now, a game that pits man against woman. Play Battle of the Sexes with Dave and Deb. Call now to win. 385-292-1043. 385-292-1043.
We're actually trying to still be the next big thing. So hang in there with us. One day we'll make it.
We've got two tickets to see Ryan Bingham and the Texas Gentleman June 22nd at the Complex. You might know Ryan Bingham as Walker from Yellowstone. He also does his music on the show. So that's kind of the flavor of the music you'll see at his show. It's a benefit concert benefiting the Ron McBride Foundation that sponsors after-school programs for at-risk youth. And you can get tickets at thecomplex.com.
Sweet. Morning on the Z. What's your name?
Justin from Magnet.
Oh, dude.
Oh, heck. How are you?
How are you, man?
Just living the dream. You know?
Right. Heck yeah, you are. And not even working. You're just playing radio games.
Well, we won't tell nobody that. Yeah.
Well, all right, Justin, we'll put you on a little hold here. We'll grab a female to compete against you. Morning on the Z. What's your name? Hello? Gone. Hello, what's your name? Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
This is Laura.
Okay,
all right,
Laura.
Justin and Laura.
What's up, Laura?
Hey.
Laura, we're going to go first. I can't believe this. Iron Man 2 came out 14 years ago today.
Oh, wow.
What's the name of the villain in Iron Man 2 who has a vendetta against Tony Stark's family? Dr. Strangelove, Whiplash, or Green Goblin?
Green Goblin.
It's Whiplash.
All right.
Oh, shoot.
Darn it. Now, you'll have to kind of excuse me. I have kind of a...
I spilled my
Diet Dr. Pepper-y stuff on this thing here. So if I start to read something and go, it's National... you'll know that the word smeared a little bit. Justin... happy National Cosmopolitan Day. Now, what fruit juice is used to give the Cosmopolitan its signature pink color? Cranberry juice, pomegranate juice, or grapefruit?
We're going to go pomegranate.
Oh, good old cranberry.
All right.
No score.
Well.
Laura, which video game franchise is known for the tagline, "Finish him"? Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, or Halo?
Mortal Kombat.
Yes.
Did get that one. Justin, here's yours. Is it Stray? It is. Actually is kind of blurry on this one.
Stray.
Is a medical term for which of these pregnancy side effects? Excess hair growth, stretch marks, or morning sickness?
I'm going morning sickness.
Stretch marks, the things that are just below the twins.
Oh, yeah, they are.
They're all over the place. What are you talking about? All right, Laura. Laura, what is the name of the exercise where you lie on a bench and push a barbell upward? Shoulder dips, military press, or bench press?
Bench press.
Yes.
Heck yeah. Gosh, that was some.
That means Laura's
ones.
The winner.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah, yay! Well, you know,
well, we
too. No, she is, and I appreciate that. And Justin, thanks for being a good sport. Now, one other question for you, Justin, just for the fun of it: what is the tallest that some varieties of sunflowers can grow? 6 feet, 10 feet, or 15 feet?
Let's go 15 feet.
There you go.
Winner. I mean, not yeah, really. The bigger, you the got better. One right. Yeah.
Yeah. At least you got that one right, but you still came up a little short of 15 feet.
Story of my life.
I know, right? Same here, buddy. What radio station hooks y'all up with the most fun in the morning?
Z104.
Love you. Good. A couple of voices put together there. They remember that one a few years back. Jason Aldean, Kelly Clarkson, and Don't You Want to Stay. Hope you have a chance to stay around. We are throwing in a few little leftovers. These were things that were still coming in. People were commenting on some of the things. What was supposed to be the next big thing, but really sort of just vanished away. Matt from the Hebe was talking about roasting starbursts over a fire. Remember how that was kind of a thing?
Oh, and it still just sort is of a came. Thing.
Is it? Did yeah. you still do it?
Yeah.
The Twinkie Wiener sandwich.
Well, that sounds disgusting.
That actually, I don't know if he means that that's actually a food or something that he does at home. Parachute pants, another one. CD encyclopedia. How about the McWhopper? Remember that one?
Oh,
seems
yeah.
Seems like they always come up with something and then it goes away. The Sega Dreamcast for video game
oh,
people.
We had that too.
Remember that? Yep. Mini discs. The curved TVs.
Oh, yeah.
That was a thing for a minute. You know, where that was supposed to be the next thing where you could be able to.
Yeah, we had a mini disc player here at the radio station.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, this is digital crisp. And it was really hard to use.
And there's actually someone who still uses it to this very day. I won't say that they do. They use it, and it's pretty cool. I mean, whatever works.
Yep.
You know, that's
yep.
what we say, whatever works. We'll see if we can't slide in a couple of other little leftovers this morning. Keep your comments coming in. It's 9:45. We'll be right back. All right, we started out the show talking about a naked cruise ship. We might as well end the show talking about a naked cruise ship. I don't know if you heard about this, but the all-nude cruise ship, the big nude boat is going to it's going to set sail next February. So if you've ever wondered what a naked Walmart would look like, book your trip now. It'll
I
be
can't even
special.
Imagine doing that.
Yeah. Speaking of special, we love our teachers.
Teach your children well.
I think it's a really difficult job to be a teacher.
Teachers don't get enough credit for what they do.
It's nice to have adults that aren't exactly your parents.
This energy that makes you want to learn and drives you to learn.
It's probably one of the hardest professions you can have, but I think it's probably one of the most worthwhile.
I'd like to say thank you to the teacher who's been there for me.
For always having your door open.
For being supportive and patient.
For actually caring about whether or not I'm doing well in the class.
For believing in me in times that I didn't believe in myself.
Thanks for caring. Thanks for genuinely caring about me.
Say thank you to a teacher today. It's National Teacher Appreciation Day along with National Teacher Appreciation Week this week. We appreciate you taking us along, and there's still plenty more to come. Jimmer has the mystery sound in an hour from now at 10:50. Now it is
New Clue Tuesday.
$184. We'll add that clue today to all of the other previous clues and the previous guesses, and you can hear the sound itself. All of which you can do your homework ahead of time and possibly win that money at z104country.com.
Don't forget the Instant Cash Song of the Day is Never Say Never by Cole Swindell and Lainey Wilson. It will play, we played at 7 a.m. It will also play 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. Every time it's worth $250 in cash. Be caller Z. We will cut you a check for that amount. Win as many times as you can get through and, benefit from the Z104 Instant Cash Song of the Day.
Pretty gosh dang cool. And we love our moms, too. We're doing coasters and country for mothers. And that will come up again in the 6 o'clock hour this afternoon with CJ. We did a winner here in the 8 o'clock hour, and you have a chance to win 2 all-day Lagoon passports that are good any time for the whole season, including Frightmares. And then you'll automatically qualify for 4 Jason Aldean tickets and a Zoom call, which is kind of like a Zoom meet and greet with Jason, which is sort of exclusive. And you have a chance to win that as we draw that coming up on Friday at 6:30.
And if that wasn't enough, remember we're doing Brooks and Dunn Ticket Tag. You'll see them free May 30th with David Lee Murphy and Ernest at the Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater. We play Ticket Tag in the 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 5 p.m. hours all week long.
Cool. Keith Urban, he's going to be doing his Vegas residency. It's called High on Vegas at Fontainebleau. And you can register to win there at z104country.com on that one as well. That drawing will be coming up here on May 17th. Man, there's a lot of stuff going
on. And everything's on our website. If you have questions, just had a question on the prom. Can I just buy prom tickets but no hotel room? Yes, you can. Everything's there. Just go to z104country.com.
Just make sure you grab them quick because they do go fast, and we have sold out the last couple of years that we've done this. And so it should be a ton of fun because I'll be there with all of my 230 pounds or whatever.
Me too. Same, Dave.
We'll be back at the crack getting all humpy tomorrow.
But tune in anyway.
Show's over.
Okay, show's over.
No, just get out. All of you.
Neither one of us has anywhere else to go.
Please leave.
Go, buddy.
Oh, that was fun.
I think it went really well. Really well.
When I see by the clock on the wall that it's time to bid you one and all goodbye.
Goodbye.
So long.
So long.
Goodbye till when we meet again.